Chapter 14, The Spirit of Error, Part 2, Marcion. More than 60 years after Jerusalem had been destroyed by Titus, another terrible insurrection took place amongst the Jews. At the destruction of Jerusalem, 1,100,000 Jews perished. You already know that, do you not? Well then, 60 years later, another terrible revolt broke loose in Palestine. The ringleader's name was Bar Kochiba. He claimed to be the Messiah, and 10,000 Jews believed and followed him. At that time, Emperor Hadrian reigned over the immense Roman Empire. Now then, this emperor had suppressed that new revolt of the Jews with much bloodshed. 50 Jewish cities were destroyed, and about 1,000 villages were leveled with the ground. More than 500,000 Jews fell in that horrible war. They were slain in battle or murdered by the embittered Roman soldiers. Entire provinces were cleared of the Jews, so that hardly a Jew was left alive in those regions. It is therefore no wonder that as a result of this, the hatred against the Jews increased. In all Roman cities, the Jews which dwelled there were held in the greatest contempt. Hardly anyone had a kind word for them. On the contrary, abusive words and reproach were heaped upon them. Purposely I have told you this first, because thereby you will understand the following better. As you know, for a long time already, a Christian church existed also in Rome. The Christians in Rome had been horribly persecuted by Nero and Domitian. Many Christians had died a martyr's death there, but under Emperor Hadrian they obtained some rest, because this emperor did not persecute the Christians. Rich? No, the Church of Rome was not rich. That was also impossible. During the persecutions, the possessions of the Christians were confiscated. One day, great joy prevailed in the church at Rome, and especially among the elders and deacons. They had received a large sum of money as a gift. They could put that money to good use. Now the deacons could again supply the poor of the church with the necessary things. Other things could also be purchased. Yes, that money came at the right time. Who had given them that money? Well, the church at Rome had received a new member. That man's name was Marcion. He came from afar. Originally, he lived in the city of Sinope. This city was situated in Asia Minor on the Black Sea. The father of Marcion was bishop at Sinope, and Marcion himself was a ship owner, because he had many ships which he sent everywhere to carry on trade and to fetch merchandise. The ships of Marcion sailed on the Black Sea and went even much further. With that trade, Marcion earned much money, very much money, so that he became wealthy. Marcion had now left his residence at Sinope and had moved to Rome. Soon every Christian in Rome knew Marcion, because he was the man that had made the church happy with a princely gift. Everybody greeted him respectfully. Whenever Marcion entered the church, then fathers and mothers pointed him out to their children. In the homes of the poor, Marcion was talked about with esteem and respect. In a word, everyone was happy with the coming of Marcion to Rome. That was really a gain for the poor Christian church at Rome. But that joy did not last long, for it was soon evident that Marcion had some very strange ideas. When he talked with the elders or deacons, then they shook their head and looked at each other. No, that which Marcion then told them was so strange that they did not agree with him. They did not believe that which Marcion told them. They could not. They were not allowed to believe that. Marcion taught an altogether new doctrine. He said, "There are two gods. The one God is the Jew God, that is the God of the Old Testament. The Jew God has created the world. The Jew God is imperfect. The Jew God is inferior. The Jew God wants to be just, but he is unable, and for that reason that Jew God is cruel. But happily, there is yet another God. That is the good God. And that good God has compassion with the people. That good God has sent the Lord Jesus to deliver the unhappy people out of their misery." When Marcion talked in this manner, then the elders at Rome looked at each other and shook their head. Marcion would then say with emphasis, "Yea, really, thus it is. And do you know what happened then?" "No, then I will tell you. The Jew God had the Lord Jesus nailed to the cross. The Jew God had the Lord Jesus, the Son of the good God, killed by his followers. The Jew God did this because he was jealous of the good God. But finally, the good God shall be victorious over the Jew God, and this one shall perish. And not only shall the Jew God be defeated, but also the Jewish people that believe in the Jew God shall all go lost. But all those that believe in the good God shall be saved and delivered." Behold, that was the new doctrine which was taught by Marcion. Therefore it was no wonder that the elders at Rome were greatly amazed when Marcion spoke in that manner, and then they said they did not believe it. They refuted Marcion by telling him, "We read nothing in God's word about a Jew God and a good God." Then a faint smile would wrinkle the lips of the rich Marcion, and he answered them, "For that reason I do not believe in the Old Testament. I will have nothing to do with the Old Testament. The Old Testament does not belong in the Bible. Away with it. Neither do I want to have anything to do with the Jews. Away with them." It was understandable that the church at Rome was no longer happy with the coming of Marcion, for what that rich man taught was wicked and altogether unbiblical. There is no Jew God and a good God. There is but one God, and that almighty eternal God has created heaven and earth out of nothing. When God created his entire creation, everything was good, very good, perfect. There was nothing wanting. Heaven and earth proclaimed God's honor and majesty. Everything sang to his praise and extolled his wisdom. But through sin, death, misery, and destruction came into the world. Through sin, the entire creation of God groans. But already in Genesis, the first book of the Old Testament, God has promised that one day a deliverer would come, the Lord Jesus. He would, with his heart's blood, ransom his people out of the power of sin and of the devil. The Old Testament certainly does belong to the Bible. No, Marcion, such as you tell and teach is not right. The Lord Jesus has come. He has died the death on the cross, which had been cursed by God. He was made a curse so that he would remove the curse from his people. And one day he shall come again on the clouds of heaven to judge the quick and the dead. Then Marcion answered fiercely, "Oh no, I believe nothing of that. The Lord Jesus does not return upon the clouds in heaven. That is nonsense." How terrible, is it not? How dare did he say that? Neither did Marcion believe that one day the dead would arise. According to him, the Lord Jesus came only to deliver the soul. The body had to deliver itself. Marcion would not acknowledge most of the Bible texts. For that reason, the Bible of Marcion was very thin. Only the Gospel of Luke and letters of Paul were in his Bible. Marcion rejected all the other books of the Bible. Don't you see that Marcion was no true Christian? He was a foolish, a wicked man who tried to destroy the Church of God. It could no longer go on this way. The church at Rome would no longer acknowledge Marcion as member of the church. They returned to him all the money which he had given them, for which they had been so glad, and drove him away. They admonished him, "We do not believe your strange ideas. You are not allowed to teach such things. Abandon those foolish ideas." When Marcion noticed that they did not accept his new doctrine, he became angry. That is usually the case with such people. Thus it was formerly, and so it is now. He would still have his own way. Do you know what he began to do? He founded new churches everywhere. But what about the church buildings? Oh, that was no hindrance. Marcion had plenty of money anyway. Everywhere he had new churches built, which he paid for with his own money. Also in Rome came a beautiful new church. The church at Rome was split in two, because thousands believed the new teachings of Marcion, and they followed him. Marcion hated the Jews, and his followers also hated the Jews. Therefore, countless people followed Marcion. And because of the new revolt of the Jews, of which I told you in the beginning of this chapter, most people despised the Jewish people, and therefore almost everywhere divisions occurred in the Christian churches. They were serious divisions. Just at that time, the teachings of Marcion were so terribly dangerous. In almost all places where there was a Christian church, a church of Marcion also came into being. It was pitiful and deplorable that so many Christians allowed themselves to be deceived. Where formerly love and unity prevailed, there was now strife and discord. Hate and envy was everywhere. Oh, how crafty is the devil! Now, by sowing discord and ill will, he endeavored in this manner to destroy the Church of God. Don't we again see this at the present time in God's church? From this you may see that the devil never changes. But God has watched over his church, and the terrible error of Marcion was rejected by the true church. It is true, that did not happen of itself. It has caused much strife and trouble. Finally, Marcion died too, and then he had to appear before God. Then he saw that there are no two gods. Then he saw that there was but one almighty but also righteous God. Then he saw that he was mistaken, but then it was too late for him. Then he could no more remedy it. Then he could no more convert himself, for then the time of grace, the time for conversion for him, was past, past forever. And what about the churches which he founded everywhere? Ah, they continued for a while, but finally they all disappeared. The churches of Marcion no longer exist, but the church of God did remain standing. Yea, the true church is still here, that shall remain till the end of the ages. Yea, that shall remain unto all eternity. From this history we may learn that not the devil but God shall be victorious. Yet that false doctrine of Marcion has been very dangerous, and the people of the Lord have often prayed for the Lord to help them in that severe struggle. Well then, the Lord has answered those prayers. God did help, for the devilish teachings of Marcion have disappeared, but the pure word of God remains. God's word shall stand forever.